This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law.
An investigation into New York Governor Andrew Cuomo found that he sexually harassed multiple current and former state government employees. That, according to State Attorney General Letitia James, who made the announcement just moments ago. The nearly five-month investigation, conducted by two outside lawyers who spoke to 179 people, found that the Cuomo administration was a hostile work environment and that it was rife with fear and intimidation.
Specifically, the investigation found that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women.
In the hours leading into James's announcement, Cuomo's office issued numerous press releases, including the completion of a mixed housing unit in Buffalo, plus plans to build a new $3.9 billion terminal at Kennedy Airport. As James was speaking, Cuomo's publicist sent out a release about reclaiming the sites of old power plants. The Attorney General's report is expected to play an important role in an ongoing inquiry in the State Assembly into whether there are grounds for Cuomo to be impeached. The report's findings of Governor Cuomo's alleged actions represent an extraordinary fall from grace for the governor, who only a year ago was being touted as a likely presidential candidate given his authoritative handling of the pandemic, especially in contrast to a seemingly downplay by what was then the Trump White House.